If you have been feeling unhappy and unfulfilled in your current career path, and you've also felt stuck because the idea of making a change at this point of your career feels scary and like starting over, then this is the episode for you. In today's episode, I'm sharing why you think a career transition requires you to start over and the truth about a career transition that will hopefully help you reframe your mindset so that you can finally step into an aligned and fulfilling career. In this episode, I also mentioned my program, FYFC. Find Your Fulfilling Career is my signature coaching program where women who have been unhappy at work but have felt stuck because they had no idea what else they could do, have gotten clarity about their fulfilling career, and secured aligned jobs with five-figure salary increases. The program was created to help you rediscover yourself and use information about who you are to clarify which career paths will make you the most energized and motivated in your career. In FYFC, you learn a proven and repeatable process that you'll use to make aligned career decisions for the rest of your career. Enrollment for the next cohort opens on April 12th, and I'm kicking off with a live launch event, the Clarify Your Fulfilling Career in 30 Days training. This is a brand new training that I've never taught before. And during this training, you'll learn how to figure out your next career move without starting over. You can go to findyourfulfillingcareer.com to learn more about FYFC and register for the free live launch event. Let's get into today's episode. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, and I share insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. And today we are talking about why you think a career transition requires starting over. So if you're listening and you're like a lot of the women that I work with, there's a high chance that you've been in your career path for, I would say, at the minimum 5 years. Either you've been doing the same job for about 5 years, five or more years, you've been with the same company, or you've been just in the same pathway. Maybe you've had the same job with different companies, but you've been doing the same thing for five or more years. The average is about 8 years with the women that I work with. I see about 8 years average. And because you've been on your current career path for so long, you have told yourself that making a change is going to require you to start over. Specifically, if you're currently in a role that you're unhappy in, you're not satisfied, you're feeling unfulfilled, you're feeling really like the job is sucking the life out of you, you feel unhappy, you feel stressed, you feel overwhelmed, you don't feel engaged or motivated in the work anymore. And you want to do something else, right? Like you realize that your work is starting to drain you. It's draining you physically, it's draining you mentally, it's causing havoc. Or wreaking havoc, I should say, with your relationships. You know that your job is problematic and you want to switch career paths, but you have told yourself that making a transition is going to require starting over. And that idea of starting over feels overwhelming at times. It feels like it's going to take a massive investment of time and energy for you to start again. You have no idea. It's like it's scary for you because it's like, what does starting over even look like? It almost feels like making a transition would destroy everything you've built for yourself in your career up until this point. If that sounds like you, this is the episode for you because I want to tell you three reasons there's a high chance you're feeling that way, or like three reasons why you might be thinking that making a career transition is starting over. And the first reason, candidly, is that your current job has destroyed your self-confidence. So in the role, either the current role you're in or the current company you're in, one or the other, you have been in this space for so long that it has absolutely destroyed your self-confidence. You have now received and internalized messages that what you're doing now is all you can do, that what you're doing now is all you're good for. As a matter of fact, maybe you've even heard messages that you should just be grateful that you even still have a job at this company, that wanting more, wanting anything else is selfish or is ungrateful for you. Meanwhile, let me pause here even and just say, meanwhile, being grateful for your current job, being grateful for what you have, and desiring more for yourself and your career are not mutually exclusive. You can absolutely be grateful for what you have now and still desire more and better for yourself. Those two things can coexist. And I'm saying this because I'm thinking of a client I worked with a couple of years ago, Katrina, who had been with her company for over 20 years. And I remember when she came to me, she talked about how she had been unhappy for 15 years. And she had known that she was unhappy for those 15 years. One of the things that came up in our work together was, it wasn't as if it was said directly, but there was sort of this sentiment that she should be grateful she was still at the organization. That the fact that she still had that job was good enough. She should settle for that. Like that's it. And so she started to internalize that she didn't have value to add to another organization, that she didn't have value to contribute to another organization. And that's why the thought of making a transition felt like starting over, because you'd have to build a reputation all over again. You'd have to build relationships all over again. You may have to build skill sets all over again. Like it just feels like you would have to let go of everything you've done up until this point to start again, which then makes all the years you've invested in your career already feel like a waste of time, right? You start to get this thought that you're wasting all the time you've spent in your career up until this point. The second reason why you likely think a career transition means starting over is that you don't have clarity about your transferable skills, particularly your high power transferable skills. So let's start with the definition. When I say high power transferable skills, what do I mean? Your high power transferable skills are those skills that you genuinely enjoy using. Those skills that when you use them, you feel strong, you feel powerful, you feel confident. And those skills that you can then use in any industry, company, or role, skills that transcend just one role. And when you don't have clarity about the skills you have in your current role that you can use in another role, the thought of making a transition will feel like starting over. Because in your head, you don't have any skills to do any other job except the job you're currently doing. And so when you think about doing something else, your brain tells you it's going to require you developing a whole new skill set, which who has time to go? Like, it's like, I don't want to go back to school. I don't want to get another degree. Like, I ain't got time for that. I don't want to make that investment. But I don't want to invest all that time, money, and energy just to make a career transition when I at least have a job now. The bills are paid. At least I understand this job. Like, I'm not going to start again, right? It makes it feel like you would have to take a pay cut even because you don't have the skills to demand what you're currently earning in your current job. And hopefully you heard the beginning of the second point where I said it's a lack of clarity. Because if you have been working for at least 5 years, I can promise you, I don't make much promises in the work I do, but I can promise you that you have skills that will transfer to another industry, another role, or another company that is different from where you currently are. The problem is you haven't learned how to identify them and how to communicate them, how to articulate them in a way that aligns or in a way that markets you as the ideal candidate. And it markets you as someone who can do something else. But let me pause here because here's the problem with that. Okay, this is not even in my notes. This is like another sidebar. You can't effectively articulate your transferable skills if you don't know what you're trying to transfer them to. Meaning, if you don't have clarity about the next job that you want, then it's going to be hard for you to talk about your skills in a way that markets you for a different role because you don't know what the different role is. And that's why they're called high power transferable skills. Because first, you have to figure out your high power skills. And that is one third of the trio of things that you need to know that will help you clarify your most aligned career path. And then once you know what your most aligned career path is, because you have clarity that your skills are transferable, you can then use the language from that career path to talk about your skill sets in a way that markets you and articulates that you can effectively do the job without too much training. And so when you don't have that clarity about your high power transferable skills, when you don't know which of your skills you can use in another place, in another space, in another industry, when it feels like your skills are only good for what you're currently doing, the thought of going, making a career transition is always going to feel like starting over because you think you have to learn new skill sets, which requires more training, which can mean more education, which all means investing more time, money, and energy just to acquire the skill sets, not to even get in the job. But like I said, you probably have more transferable skills than you think or know that you do. And then the third and final reason why you likely think that making a career transition is going to require you to start over is that you have it in your head that you need to make the perfect choice. You have told yourself that there is a dream job out there for you, that there is one really perfect aligned job that you just haven't found or figured out or tapped into yet. But first of all, the idea of a dream job is a myth. I have a two-part episode series about this on the podcast where I tell you some of the reasons why the idea of a dream job is a complete myth. It leads to you fantasizing work, which can make it hard to find anything because nothing in reality ever matches up to fantasies. Like that's just with anything. But when you tell yourself that there's this perfect job that you need to find that's going to be your next move, and not just find that job, but then it needs to be a job. Like, the question is, what am I going to enjoy for the rest of my life? You're trying to pick the next job that you'll do for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. That it makes this transition, the idea of finding something else to do in your career, it makes it so big and heavy. It makes the decision so weighty that it becomes scary. When you think about making the decision, you start thinking, oh my gosh, for me to find this perfect, then I'm going to have to go back to the beginning, back to the drawing board, starting over. And I don't have the time for that. I don't have the energy for that. Like I need a better job now. And so when you build up this idea of a perfect job, you also think that it requires perfect skill sets, that you have to be perfect, that you have to make perfect decisions just to get into this perfect job that doesn't exist. Because the reality is we can all be fulfilled, engaged, motivated, and satisfied doing many things. You're multifaceted. You have many skills, many interests, many values, and they will allow you to be aligned in different jobs. The key is figuring out how to audit those jobs to pick the one that makes the most sense for you in this season of your life. You don't need to pick a job that you'll enjoy for the next 10 years. Because first of all, frankly, you don't know what's going to happen in the next 10 years. You got no clue. But second, who you are as a person is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. And for your work to be fulfilling, it has to be aligned with who you are as a person. And so if you are constantly changing, growing, and evolving, it makes sense that the kinds of work you will find fulfilling will also change, grow, and evolve. At every season of your life, there's probably different work that will engage you, that will motivate you, that will interest you. And so when you keep building up this transition decision in your head, it's going to feel big and you're not going to want to do the work because for you, doing the work requires starting over and that feels too scary. So you rather just stay where you are and not risk it, not rock the boat, not risk not risk destroying everything that you've built so far. Right? Like you're thinking everything is so unknown. The future is so unclear. The unknown scares me. You're asking yourself, what if I pick the wrong career path? What if I make the wrong choice? Then I will have destroyed everything I built. Like, what if I challenge myself to do something new and I fail at it and I completely ruin my career? Or like, there's a high chance that you're saying to yourself, I'm not skilled enough. I'm not organized enough. I don't have skills that are of high value. I just don't show up as a strong, confident person in the workplace. So let me just stay here where they already know me. Let me just stay here where I already know the people, where I can navigate the space, where I know what to expect. They know what to expect. It's safe. It's comfortable. It's all good. The idea of starting over becomes so big and overwhelming that you choose instead to just stay where you are. And then that's usually what happens that then leads to you looking up in 8 years, in 15 years, and realizing you've been unhappy for that long. And the crux of the matter here is the lack of clarity. The lack of clarity about the direction that you need to take in your career. The lack of clarity about the skills that you can use in other spaces in your career. Lack of clarity about what kind of roles will be aligned and fulfilling. If I circle it back, so at the beginning, I mentioned Katrina, right? Had been unhappy for 15 years. Katrina joined my program, Find a Fulfilling Career, which I should pause here and say, the next cohort of Find a Fulfilling Career is opening in April, on April 12th. And if you want to join us, we're kicking off with a live launch event. I'm hosting a brand new training where I'm going to be showing you how to clarify your fulfilling career in 30 days. If you go to hercareerdoctor.com/class, again, that's hercareerdoctor.com/class, or if you just go to findyourfulfillingcareer.com, you can sign up for the launch event for the next. So what I was saying was Katrina, right? So Katrina joined my program, Find Your Fulfilling Career. And because she was able to get clarity about her values, about her interest, about her skills, the skills one was core. Because again, one of the reasons Katrina had been unhappy for 15 years was she didn't think she had the skills to do anything else. So once she got clear in the program about the kind of skills she wanted to use in her career, there was a recruiter that she had been sort of brushing off for years. She said about 2 years, this recruiter had reached out. She brushed him off because that last point, she didn't think she had the skills to do anything else. So she didn't even want to have the conversation. Once she had clarity, she actually entertained the recruiter. Come to find out, the role, first of all, it was a role she had never thought of. She had never seen herself in. But because she had clarity about what she wanted, she realized it was perfectly aligned with what she wanted. And so she was able to engage in a conversation with that recruiter. And within 7 weeks of her being in Find a Fulfilling Career, she was in a new role with a 20% salary increase. A new role, like when she, everything happened so fast. And I remember Katrina saying to me, it almost felt too good to be true. And I was like, girl, it wasn't too good to be true. That was just God. Like for me, anytime something's going really well, God is moving. Right. But all that to say that I just wanted to bring that full circle of, I mentioned her in the beginning and the power of clarity. Once she got clear, she was able to clearly figure out what skills she wanted to use in another space, articulate to a recruiter how those skills would allow her to be successful in that role, audit the role in the company to make sure they were a fit for her, that she would be happy and not end up in another miserable role, and successfully transitioned without starting over, without taking a pay cut. As a matter of fact, increasing her salary. She made an entire transition with a salary increase. What would you do with a 20% salary increase? I mean, I know what I would do. I do. But I wonder what you would do. But I'm saying all that just to share with you that a career transition does not have to mean starting over. I really want to hone that in because if you're like a lot of the women I worked with, or I have worked with, one of the things that kept them unhappy for so long was that fear of starting over. They were so afraid to start over that they stayed unhappy in their job for years. And the whole time they were there, their physical health was getting worse. I remember one woman who, when she came to me, she told me she recognized she had gained 60 pounds because of her job. Their relationship was getting worse. I remember another client, Lauren, her stories on, she shared a story before where she realized that she wasn't herself with her son. And she was sort of snapping at her husband. And so she could see how she described it as she wasn't her usual bubbly self. So she could see how her job was negatively impacting her. Your mental health is suffering. I remember another client, Shristi, she shared her story too, talking about how her anxiety increased. She passed out at work once because of how miserable she was. Right, like this whole time, you're afraid of starting over. So you're staying in this job that's making you miserable. Meanwhile, your physical health, your mental health, and your relationships are all suffering just because you think you would have to start over to make a career transition. You think you would have to take a pay cut. You think you would have to break down, tear down everything you've built up until this point in your career, when that could not be further from the truth. When I work with my client, I tell them getting another degree is plan Z for me. Like, I don't want you to get more debt. I don't want you to go back to more school. And I'm always like, yeah, this is somebody who has a PhD saying this. You don't need more school. If you want it, if the role you pick requires it, then yes, we'll plan it out. But of all the women I've worked with, only two have ever gone back to school. One to law school and one to get an MBA. All right, so you don't need to start over to make a career transition. And believing that is going to keep you stuck in that miserable job. And so I hope that today's episode has helped you sort of realize and audit and start auditing and just recognizing that there are options out there for you. The problem is you don't have the clarity. And so you keep thinking you would have to start over. So if you are ready to let go of that fear, if you are ready to recognize or see or learn even how you can make a transition without starting over, I definitely encourage you to join us for the live launch event for the next cohort of Find Your Fulfilling Career. Again, go to findyourfulfillingcareer.com and you can join the live launch event. And the date for the training is going to be April 12th. And after that training, enrollment for Find Your Fulfilling Career is going to open up. During the training, I'm going to show you how to get career clarity in just 30 days, because clarity is the only thing you need. The only thing you need to find a fulfilling career, to secure an aligned job with a salary increase. Once you have clarity, everything in your career changes. It's a game changer. So I hope first that this has helped you see or start to rethink, right? Like if you've been believing career transition, like making a change in my career at this stage of my life is going to require me to start over, at the very least, I hope you're reconsidering that thought, because it will set you free in your career. It will help you realize that you have been holding yourself back in a miserable job that is killing you slowly, at the very least, killing your relationships. And then second, I hope you will join us on April 12th for the free training. Go to findyourfulfillingcareer.com to join us for the live launch event for the next quarter, Find a Fulfilling Career. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I am always so glad to have you here, and I hope to see you on the next episode.